With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Prague Watch. Tonight, you join us in the far meadow where the atmosphere is very peaceful and tranquil. Various fish are swimming lazily. And in the distance, formal horses are quietly grazing. Suddenly, the peace is shattered by the arrival of a stampeding herd of Gabriels. And what seems to be a rather oversized tiger moth.
Hello, you fellows! It's Pete Jones from Tiger Moth Tales here. You're listening to Prague Watch with Anthony Rosick. Chocks away!
And welcome back to another exciting edition of Prague Watch. I am your old pal, Big Tony, the Prague Squatch, coming at you one more time for another week of great progressive rock music. To start things off, I'd like to play a band that, we go way back with this band. We featured them a couple of times in the first season. Well, Adrian Jones and company have just released a new one called Leaves. And from that album, I will play you the opening track, Complicated. And the name of the band, if you didn't guess, is Nine Stones Close.
It's complicated. It's crawling on my skin. Get down the wall. Complicated everything. Another scar, another day. Just want to close my life just passing time. I see those faces. What they mean. Look in my eyes and tell me lies, and I won't tell you.
Reality. complicated. But can't you see?
And once again, the name of that song was Complicated by Nine Stones Close from their just-released album, Leaves. Next up, I have a band that I just discovered, and I'm definitely liking what I've been hearing. The name of the group is Concordat, and they feature Stuart Martin on vocals and guitars, Neil Watts on keyboards, backing vocals, Steve Clark on bass, and Neil Heyman on drums. From their third album entitled Rise to the Order, which was just released, I give you Nowhere Left to Go.
Thank you.
And again, the name of the song was Nowhere Left to Go by the band Concordat from their album Rise to the Order. Next up, here's a little feature that we've been doing on a pretty regular basis. It's the Prog Radar weekly recommendation and bite-sized review in conjunction with my friend Martin Hutchinson, who runs the Prog Radar Facebook page and progradar.org, the website. Anyway, this week, Martin has selected a song from the new Headspace album entitled All That You Fear Is Gone, which was just released this year. And the name of the song is Polluted Alcohol.
I was comatose, but I have to say, I don't criticize no one. Every time I drank, I'd been nearly dead from polluted alcohol. I was sick inside my skull by the summer, cannot recall. Tell me if. By a bottle saved, I won't criticize no one. Cause I don't hear nothing around but a strange kind of muffled sound.
Just a
Again, that was Headspace from their latest album, All That You Fear Is Gone, the name of the song, Polluted Alcohol. Now I'll give you Martin's bite-sized review. In 2012, they released their debut album, I Am Anonymous, and to be fair, I was left slightly underwhelmed by it. However, with All That You Fear Is Gone, I could try and pick out some standout tracks, but you really need to take this album as a whole listening experience. There really are no weak moments at all. For me, at least, this is a huge improvement on the debut release, and I highly recommend it. Once again, that was Martin Hutchinson of Prog Radar. And if you haven't, go check out his Facebook page, Prog Radar. And I think it's Prog Radar Reviewers and Friends. And there's also a proper website called progradar.org. And the main order of business there on all those sites, pages, whatever, is reviewing all the latest prog releases to help you figure out where to spend your money. Next up is a band I've been listening to a bit lately, Subsignal, which originated in Germany, but is now pretty much of a multinational outfit. The band currently features Arno Mensis and Marcus Steffen, both from Sieges Even, on vocals and guitars, respectively, Luca Di Gennaro of Soul Secret on keyboards, Ralf Schwager of Dreamscape on bass, and Dirk Brand, who's worked with Axis, Jeff Downs, and John Wetton on drums. From their latest release, The Beacons of Somewhere Sometime, released in 2015, I'm going to play a track called Ashes of Summer.
Sang a love song.
Once again, that was Ashes of Summer by Subsignal from their latest release, The Beacons of Somewhere, Sometime.
Voyage 35 Prog Radio.
Coming up, I've got another one from my fellow DJ or presenter at Progzilla, Francis Dunnery. Francis was, of course, the guitarist and vocalist in It Bites for quite some time and started recording solo albums in the 90s. His latest album, Vampires, which was just released this year, is a real return to top form for Francis. Very progressive. I've been enjoying it very much. He even reworked a few tunes from his back catalog and gave them a real prog treatment, such as this one, entitled The Old Man and the Angel.
Thank you.
Once again, the name of that epic prog workout was The Old Man and the Angel. If you're familiar with the original version, it's quite a rearrangement, isn't it? But anyway, it's by Francis Dunnery from his latest album, Vampires, which just came out about a month or two ago.
The name is Bond. James Bond. I love the Nevesha of rock music. That's why I listen to Prog Watch. It's marvelous.
Next up, I've got one from an Aussie progger, Ben Craven, who's been kicking around for about 10 years and has released a handful of nice albums. This one is from his latest. It's entitled Last Chance to Hear, and the name of the song I'm going to play is The Remarkable Man. Once again, it's Ben Craven.
Thank you.
That was brand new music from Ben Craven, Australian progger who I've been listening to for a couple of years here. It's from his latest album, Last Chance to Hear, which was just released. The name of the song was The Remarkable Man. Next up, I've got something from a UK band that just put out a new album, but they have roots going back to 1990. The name of the band is Jump, and they've released more than a dozen albums since their inception. I have a handful of them and rather enjoy them. Anyway, this one comes from their latest album, just released, which is entitled Over the Top. So you're gonna jump over the top. And the name of the track is This Beach.
Saw me through my resurrection. Not one single tear as the chapter was closed on the storms and the squalls and the fire skies that rained on the old days where the past stays laid bare and left there so far at sea whilst we cheat destiny on this beach.
Once again, that was John Dexter Jones on vocals, Steve Rundle on guitars, Steve Hayes on guitars, Mark Pittum on bass, Mo on keyboards, and Andy Baker on drums, collectively known as Jump. The name of the song was This Beach, and the name of the new album is Over the Top.
Non-stop radio.
Voyage 35.
And yes, that sound was me climbing up into the attic once again for another classic from the heyday of prog in the 70s. This week I'm going to play a track by an artist that I don't ever think I featured here before, but it's someone that I really appreciate. It's Mike Oldfield. The name of the song I'm going to play is Omadhon Part 2. Omadhon was the third album by Mike Oldfield, released in 1975 on Virgin Records. It peaked at number 4 on the UK album chart. As with Hergest Ridge and Tubular Bells before it, Omadhon is another two-movement work. In other words, Part 1, which was side 1 of the original album release, is one continuous composition, as is Part 2. As with his two previous albums, Mike handles much of the musical chores and has his sister Sally Oldfield on vocals and brother Terry Oldfield on pipes, I think. Julian Pipes, maybe? And a few other guests are providing additional performances, but most of the music is done by Mike himself. So here it is, Omadhon Part 2, Mike Oldfield.
Thank you.
more than all of these to be on horseback.
Hey, and away we go through the grass, across the snow, big brown beastie, big brown face. I'd rather be with you than flying through space.
I like thunder and I like rain and open fires with roaring flames. But if the thunder's in my brain, I'd like to be on horseback. Some like the city, some the noise. Some make chaos and others toys. If I was to have the choice, I'd rather be on horseback.
Hey, and away we go, through the grass, across the snow. Big brown beastie, big brown face. I'd rather be with you than flying through space.
Some find it strange to be here, on this small planet, in who knows where. And when it's strange and full of fear, it's nice to be on a horseback. Some are short, and others tall. Some hit their heads against a wall. But it doesn't really matter at all, when you happen to be on a horseback.
Hey!
Bridge, you should come in summer, winter, rain or sun. It's good to be on horseback.
Once again, that was Omadhon Part 2 by Mike Oldfield from the album of the same name, released in 1975, his third album. And probably my second favorite Mike Oldfield album, behind Tubular Bells. Although you can't go too wrong with much of his early output. It's really interesting. It was very different at the time. So, again, if you like the show, maybe show me a little love on the Facebook page and give me a like. Or follow me on Twitter, at ProgSquatch, ProgSquatch, all one word. Oh, the Facebook page is Prog-Watch, by the way. And I've also got ProgWatch.com, with no hyphen in there, is the website. And you can find a lot of previous episodes, the current season, information on bands, links directly to their websites, all kinds of good stuff there. Seems like I have a little bit extra time this week, so I'm going to say something I don't say very often. And it's, if you like the music that you're hearing here, please go and support the artists. When we listen to an album, it's not just digital information on a disc, a bunch of ones and zeros. It's someone's soul. It's hours of their time and effort. It's a little piece of them and time spent laboring that they can never get back. And it's art. Music is art. And art shouldn't just be traded freely. You know, we have to support the artists one way or another. So please, if you have a chance, you know, go and buy the music. Like I said, on my ProgWatch website, you can find links to all these artists' web pages. And from there, I'm sure you can find where you can help support them. Buy their music if you like it. Please do. It's what this show is all about. It's why you're tuning in to listen. The music. Support it. That said, I guess I'll leave you with Prague on, brothers and sisters.